Just what I like about you. 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 Just what I like about you.
Hey!
Hey!
Strong Weird Al Yankovic vibes, right? Turnipil from, or excuse me, from Turnipil, Ukraine. That's Los Colorados here on Radio 9, winding down this installment, this week's installment of the Radio 9 Mess. The show resumes Saturday at noon, noon to 3 on 88.3 WIRCT and on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, the Giggle Puss Broadcasting System. And there's a rerun on Sundays and Wednesdays from noon until 3. Okay? All right. Stay tuned to 3 o'clock. For Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Pittsburgh Riverhounds this afternoon hosting an exhibition game at Highmark Stadium. They are hosting the Louisville City Football Club. Carnegie Mellon basketball closing out its season on the road at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. Right now, the men's team leads Case Western by a score of 47-35. Women's team taking the court at 4 o'clock. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Pittsburgh Penguins hosting the New York Rangers tonight at the PPG Paints Arena. The puck drops at 3 o'clock. Pens looking to stop a three-game skid. They will be without defenseman Mike Matheson. He's on a week-to-week basis after an upper body injury. Elsewhere in the NHL, the Nashville Predators hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. That game gets underway at 7:30. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for partly cloudy skies for the remainder of the afternoon, but no precipitation in the forecast, which is a nice break from the last few days. Looking for a high this afternoon of 36 degrees now. Mostly clear overnight, 26. Sunny on Sunday, 46. Slight chance of rain mixed with snow on Sunday night. Low, 21. Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 51. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 32 in Beaver County, 33 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 32 also at street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood at WRCT. We're going to leave you with some more Ukrainian rock music. I'm just trying to think. Oh, this is the one I wanted to play. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. A group called the Hajdukin Brothers. Don't forget, on Facebook and Twitter, at Jay Thurber Show, I've got a link to the Better Business Bureau if you're looking for groups you can support.
Чаю за свій базар. Я зачав як співочий щиглик.
That's the Hajdukin Brothers. I'm Jay Thurber, and I'm Hajdukin on out of here. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you will be. Don't sweat the petty things. And don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Stay tuned. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in
McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Each day when she walks to the sea,
And when she passes, I smile, but she doesn't see. No, she doesn't see. She doesn't see. No, 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 she doesn't see. She doesn't see.
The new Christy Minstrels and their Hammond B3 in the background there, and the girl from Ipanema started this show off with Les and Larry Elgart and Skyliner. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Nice to have you with us, whether you're listening on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT Pittsburgh. Nice to have you with us. And if you're looking for something to celebrate this week, well, the end of February is coming up, or has passed already, depending on when you're listening. But February 25th is Pistol Patent Day. That's nice to know. Always wonderful to celebrate, isn't it? February 26th is Carnival Day. It's Carpe Diem Day, so seize life, right, I believe. And National Pistachio Day, not one I will celebrate. Open That Bottle Night is the last Saturday of the month. And Tell a Fairy Tale Day. February 27th is Polar Bear Day and No Brainer Day. The 28th is Floral Design Day, National Chili Day, Public Sleeping Day, National Tooth Fairy Day, which is also celebrated on August 22nd, and it's also Oscar Night, but the date on that varies. And then March comes up. And March 1st this year is Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday, whatever you want to call it, National Pig Day, Punchki Day, Peace Corps Day, Peanut Butter Lovers Day, Plan a Solo Vacation Day, and World Compliment Day. March 2nd is Ash Wednesday this year. It's also Old Stuff Day. And March 3rd is Caregiver Appreciation Day, I Want to Be Happy Day, If Pets Had Thumbs Day, and National Anthem Day. It's also Peach Blossom Day. So there are some things you can celebrate in the coming week if you really are up to it. I don't know why these holidays exist, but they're kind of fun if you think about it. Here's Percy Faith and a Lover's Concerto on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
You're chillin' with Eric O'Brien. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you. This is just a little samba built up on a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this new one is a consequence of a one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the skill and know, and at the end I come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, re mi fa sol la ti do, he will find himself with no show better play the note you know. Ba do ba do. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing, nearly nothing. I have used up all the skill I know, and at the end I come to nothing, nearly nothing. He will find himself with no show better play the note you know. He will find himself with no show better play the note you know.
Your favorite music is on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Sid Dale and the orchestra there. Whenever I Call You Friend. Before that, Sergio Mendez and the one-note samba and a little mixture of Spanish flea in there. Ronnie Aldridge did Hearts. Lex de Azevedo and Volare. Alan Tew and the orchestra with Loving Arms. And Percy Faith with the Lover's Concerto. I'm Eric O'Brien. And Dateline, Alberta. A runner in an Alberta half marathon attempted a Guinness World Record by taking on the 13.1-mile course wearing some clothing. Yeah, not just any clothing, though. David Eliuk ran Sunday's hypothermic half marathon in Edmonton while wearing 90, count them, 90 T-shirts in an attempt to break a Guinness World Record of 76 shirts, which was set by a British runner named David Smith in 2019. He said, it hurt. He said after the race, he said, it hurt. It feels great to be done. I had an amazing team behind me, he said. It took 5 months of training. He still hit some unforeseen difficulties from the weight and construction of his wardrobe. And he said he had a lot of issues with construction on his arms in the first lap, and the crew was able to help get him through that. Evidence from this attempt is being submitted to Guinness for official recognition. There are a lot of great stories that came out of the race, and mine was only one of them, Eliuk said in an Instagram post. Everyone should be proud of their individual accomplishments, and I'm sure he is, and I bet his parents are even more so. Meanwhile, in Australia, Guinness World Record breaker there recaptured his former record. 22-year-old Brendan Kelby previously stacked four M&Ms in the year 2020, equaling the records originally set by Italian Silvio Saba, making him the joint holder of the title. Well, you'll be pleased to know that Brendan has, the record was broken in June 2001 when a British man created a stack of five M&Ms, but Brendan has now created a stack of six M&Ms into a tower that stood for at least 10 seconds in Queensland, according to Guinness World Records. He's decided to break it because he's a serial record holder, and I'm a versatile world record holder, he told Guinness. Well, there you go. So, serial record holders unite, or something like that. I bet he wouldn't have appreciated me coming in the room while he was stacking his M&Ms there and jumping. Here's the Fantasy Strings and Jump. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Ed Weigel, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you. heart's gone long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
The Kingston Trio tried to take credit for writing that song, or bits of it anyway, and Pete Seeger came knocking and said, hold on a minute. I wrote that in 1955, and they recorded it in 1961. That was the hit version. Pete did acknowledge their hit with that, but he didn't really like them taking credit for it, as you can imagine. That was Where Have All the Flowers Gone. Before that, Frank Chaxfield and Count on Me, and Fantasy Strings with Jump. Jump, yes, a simple title right there. Here's Johnny Douglas and Daybreak. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
The love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. I guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased it long as if it were a foolish game. The way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame, the thousand dreams I dream, the splendid things I plan, I always built to last on wind and shifting sail. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the worst and the emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit
friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday when I was young.
The best music ever recorded is here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Gotta wait for the twang. There it is. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Paul Marriott and his orchestra with Copacabana, the Barry Manilow hit of many years ago. Roy Clark before that from Hee Haw fame, I do believe. And Yesterday When I Was Young, Neil Richardson and his version of How Deep Is Your Love. Henry Mancini in there with perhaps his best known theme, the Pink Panther theme from the original movies and the cartoon, where there actually was a Pink Panther, right? And Caravelli in there with 13 Days in France. And Johnny Douglas started that set off with Daybreak. Nice little tune there. That's also a Barry Manilow tune. And I've had kind of a rough day. And as you know, I've been recording away from my studio in my now home mock setup studio. And I've just had kind of a week here, and it's just been nuts. So please forgive me as I play this.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha-ha.
Maybe you need it too. Do it again.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha-ha.
Hey, it's a great idea.
I always feel better, and even the nights are better. Here's Bernard Ebbinghaus. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Connellsville's own Harold Betters takes us up to the top of the hour. Had to think about that one for a second. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
U.S. Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. A somebody who will swear to be true as you used to do with me. Who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Wait and see. I mean, I wanna be around to see how he does.